In this proof, we're going to try and sonify adding up infinitely many things and seeing what it comes to. This is a proof that you find in Euclid's Elements, and it's called Summing a Geometric Progression. So to do this, we need to start with one thing that we're gradually going to add more and more things to. So we're going to take a particular musical theme as our basic cell, and then we're going to play with that. So let's create the thing that we're going to build our proof from. So what we're going to do is to add half of that tune to itself, and then we're going to add half of that on again, and we're going to keep on halving the tune, adding smaller and smaller pieces on, and we're going to add infinitely many pieces together and see what we get. So first of all, we need to think, well, how are we going to create half the tune that we've started with? So the way we're going to do this is we're actually going to take half the tune, but in order that we can add it on to the tune we've already heard, we're going to stretch that out so it actually has the same time length, but consists of just half the tune. So we can layer that over the top of A, and then we hear the two together. So that's rather nice. So what we're going to do now is to add a quarter of the tune, which, by the way, that's what I called A, onto this again. So we're going to get three quarters of A, and we're going to stretch that out again such that it has the same time length as the original tune A. So now let's add that onto the original tune A again and hear what it sounds like. So you can probably guess what we're going to do. We're going to keep on adding a half of the tune A onto itself again and again and again. And gradually we're going to hear more and more of the original tune stretched a little bit. And the challenge is, when I've done this infinitely many times, what is the resulting sound? So let's hear us gradually build up the sound of A plus a half A plus a quarter of A plus an eighth of A plus a sixteenth of A, plus 1/32 of A, plus 1/64 of A, and so on. So how did mathematicians prove what this is equal to when you work out the sum to infinity? Well, let's call that answer n, and we're going to try and calculate what n is. Now, you might think that, well, maybe the whole thing just blows up because I'm adding infinitely many things together, and so perhaps the answer is infinity. But it turns out it isn't. So how do we prove what n is? Well, we're going to do something rather strange, because first of all, we're going to take 2 times n and then take n away from 2n, which, of course, the answer is then n. So that sounds really stupid. But when you look at how we've pieced together our tune, you'll see that actually this helps us to find out really what n is. So we're going to take 2 times n, but then we're going to take n away. So what we're going to build up now is the sound of taking the tune, this infinite tune n, away from 2n. So we're going to build up the tune again, but we're going to do it in a slightly different way. So we're going to hit A, and then we're going to take half of A away. And this time, half of A is going to be represented by, again, half the tune. But we're going to take the last half of the tune, and we're going to stretch that out. So let's hear taking away half A. And we're going to use a slightly different musical sound to represent taking away. So we're going to have a kind of marimba sound to represent subtracting. Thank you. So that was subtracting half A. And we also need to subtract A itself if we're going to build up taking away the whole infinite sum. So let's hear taking away A and half A together. So now we're going to take away a quarter of A. And the way we're going to do this is actually to hear the last quarter of the tune A, and we're going to stretch that out so it has the same time length as A. So we can hear the tune as it gets stretched out and halved, getting slower and slower. So let's add this one on to minus A and hear what it sounds like. So now we need to carry this process on to infinity. So we're going to hear what minus an eighth A sounds like, then minus a 16th, minus a 32th, minus 164th, and so on. So how does this help? Well, we're trying to calculate what n is, which is a plus a half a plus a quarter a plus an eighth a and so on. And what we did was to take 2 times this whole infinite sum, so that was 2 times n, and then we took n away from it. Now, something really clever happens here, because if we double that infinite series, we get 2a plus a plus a half a plus a quarter A, and so on. But if we then take N away, we're taking away A and half A and a quarter of A. And if you look at these infinite series, nearly every term gets cancelled by being taken away in the marimba tune. So what we get left with is actually the final answer for what N is. So if we're going to hear this, what we need to do is to have our infinite sum where we built the thing up, then our marimba sound where we took the things away, and find out what on earth we get left with. So you heard the answer there, which is that this infinite sum is actually 2 copies of A. And so we've proved that if you take A plus a half A plus a quarter of A plus an eighth of A plus a 16th of A all the way up to infinity, the answer isn't infinite, it's 2A. Quaderat demonstrandum, as they say in ancient Greece. So let's hear the complete proof that the geometric series A plus a half A plus a quarter A plus an eighth A all the way up to infinity is actually just equal to 2A.